It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we're live at the fair, the Minnesota State Fair. I'm here with Machoka Curtis and Wendy Pilot. How's it going, you guys?
It's going awesome. And you know what? I just really want to give my Uber, super duper Uber driver a shout out. His name's Fred, and he's listening.
Hey, Fred. So, you know, it's amazing to be out here, Uncle Curtis, where, you know, we have all these riches going on, and but we also have people at the wall,
right,
and there are people like James Cross and Nas out there helping our people that are homeless, and so it's kind of a double-edged sword.
We cruised by there a few times, and the nation here, our Ho Chunk Nation, has helped out with different personal items and chunga days and stuff. And so it's a sad thing, but hopefully something will change, you know, because you know it's still warm enough, but it's going to get cold eventually.
Can you remind our audience here what chungada means, Vega?
Chungada is like the old house toilet over there and stuff like that, but they're taking care of, so they can at least go to the bathroom, you know, something.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's the wall of forgotten natives. You know, it's 99% natives that are suffering from this. So it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing. Hard. You know, I always kind of read something before the show, but it's kind of like we said, it's a oxymoron. It's a double-edged sword what's happening right now. But we are America. We're the descendants of the people you came from. You know, for each show we discuss on Native Roots Radio, what is important to us. We talk about our sacred animals, native lands, and things like, you know, things that matter to us. So, you know, Wendy, it's always good. Do you have anything? Well, first of all, what portion, isn't this brought to you by something?
This portion of the show is brought to you by Neighborhood Cafe, good food and good friends, and also by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
I got some people to look at our show there. It's very Curtis is doing good. So, hey, we got a guest here. I want you, you got some headphones there? Put those headphones on, and then you can barely hear us. tell us your name.
Hi, my name is Roger.
Get a little closer to the mic and eat that thing.
All right, here.
Cool.
Happy to be here. Representing Anabe Touch, Native American Jewelry. We've been here at the Bazaar, the International Bazaar here in Minnesota City Fair for about 20 years now. We represent artists from all over, primarily from the Southwest, where I'm from. My name is Santa Fe, New Mexico, and just happy to be here, bring something a little different here, hopefully from Santa Fe,
And you're located in the International Bazaar here.
Yes.
Do you know the address of your booth?
831.
There you go. Booth 831.
So what kind of stuff do you have?
Native American jewelry, turquoise, a little bit of opal, very traditional, contemporary Navajo, beautiful pieces.
It's beautiful stuff, too. So we appreciate you coming on here and say hello to our relatives.
It's an honor.
Who? All right. Good talking to you. So, Wendy, we're going to do a little bit about like what we did before. Do you have any Do you have any vegan food out here?
Okay. So, you know, a lot of my friends say, worry about me. You know, they worry about me because I'm vegan. And they say, Wendy, are you going to go to the fair? Are you going to bring your own food? What are you going to eat? They think I'm going to starve out here. But here's the good thing. And no one has to worry about me because there are so many awesome things to eat here at the fair. And, I mean, just steps away from ours, where we're broadcasting live, is Island Noodles. And they have a delicious, in fact, I'm eating it right now in between talking here. Island Noodles, they have a vegan noodles with veggies, and it's very flavorful and delicious. So that's one of the things I'll be eating, finishing up right now. And then I have lots of other good options here.
Awesome. Hey, so, you know, sitting right next to Anchoka here is Larry. Larry Yazzi is one of the native dancers. He is the native dancer. So when we were setting this up, Pini Gigi, for how well you treat people, because when we mentioned your name, they said, absolutely, whatever you want to do. So Pini Gigi, for the great job that you've been doing the last 17 years, did I hear? Say something, brother.
Good afternoon. How's everybody doing out there in Radio Land? My name is Larry Yazzi. I'm the artistic director for the Native Pride Dancers. We're all ready to take stage here in about an hour or so. I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad you guys are here. I listen to you guys every chance I get, the opportunity. You guys are doing an awesome job of delivering the message and informing the people. Not just the people, but the world needs to hear.
Oh, brother. Thank you, brother. And I know one time we had you on the show a while ago. Oh, it's probably over a year ago, and I remember how quick it went. That was one of your responses to how quick it is. This is the quickest hour of radio in the country here. We could have listened to you for an hour there. Yeah.
Easy.
Uh-oh. So let's give the times for people that are coming out to the fair and listening to AM 950. Let's give the times that you're going to be out tonight.
Our first show is at 3:15, 4:30. At 5:45, three awesome shows. We all get here early because the seats do fill up, and we deliver a good message from our music, song, and dance.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people move in and out of here, but when you guys are performing, people stay and watch, and that's really a testament of the great job and great show, but also a great message.
Absolutely, I mean, it's just the standard room. Only out there. We just recently just came back from the Indian Art Market in Santa Fe, New Mexico last weekend, and we did 30 some shows, pop-up shows around the streets of the plaza of Santa Fe. So ready to go again.
That'll either keep you young, like you look, or it'll age someone like me.
That's a good honor. We'll get you in shape. We got Josh and Sheena coming in too, and my daughter Samara.
Oh.
I want to thank Crystal Moose that you guys are aware of, and how awesome she is. And
she's our manager too. Sorry that we have to share her. It's a good thing. Well, I know you got to get ready, Pini Gigi, for stopping by, and give those hours again.
3:15, 4:30, and 5:45. Get here early. We're here today and tomorrow as well. Come up and say that you listen to us on this radio, and we'll give you a special shout out.
Awesome. And you're going to be at the International Bazaar right up on the big stage.
Right here in the main stage at the International Bazaar area.
Awesome.
Thank you for all you do, and thank you very much, Pini Gigi, for being on.
Pini Gigi, Brother Larry.
Hey, Uncle Curtis, do you got any updates or any going on?
I got a little update event coming up, and special shout out for the Freedom Lodge. They're going to present an event on September 12th through the 15th at Mystic Lake Casino. It's called the Body and Earth Conference, and you can reach them www.body.earth.org.
I want you to say that.
www.bodyearth.org.
Oh, boom. Good one. Yeah, they'll be there at what, the 8th? What's the dates again?
September 12th to the 15th.
Awesome. So, hey, Wendy.
Yes, Robert.
You have your finger on something. I'm wondering, trying to signal me. Do you have another restaurant here that's vegan that you'd like to give a shout out?
I do. So, you know, we go to French Meadow. French Meadow is here, and they have one of your favorites, Robert. earth, they're called earth wings. And instead of chicken wings, they're called earth wings, and they're made from cauliflower. And I heard somebody yesterday waited 2 hours online because these things, they can't even make enough for everyone, and they just said that they're just awesome and delicious. So that's another wonderful thing that I get to eat here at the Minnesota State Fair.
And I think I'm going to learn how to make those.
I know. You were trying to get the secret recipe from the people at French Meadow the other day, but they weren't giving it up.
So, Uncle Curtis, do you have anything else? Any other events that you want to talk about? Yeah, there's a couple events I'd like to say. Is that this is for all the Ho-Chunk members that have students that are out there going to school this year. Tomorrow, they're having Native youth, Ho-Chunk youth counselors having a bake sale, but they're having their anybody that needs that backpack of the school supplies, come on over to the area office. That's going to be from about 2 to 4:30 tomorrow. And the other thing I just want to say, speaking to students, is that we want to wish all the students a healthy, safe, and great school year. You know, that's what we like to say.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going back to school and getting ready to go with the students, and then they're coming in St. Paul for the day after Labor Day. Hey, we can hear the music. This is like a real deal. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We'll be right back after these quick announcements.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
The Neighborhood Cafe is a locally owned and operated business and proud sponsor of I'm Awake. Enjoy a great happy hour Tuesday through Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. with specials on food and drinks. The Neighborhood Cafe serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all made from scratch daily. Located next to O'Gara's in St. Paul off Snelling and Selby, stop in and try one of their specialty sandwiches or delicious burgers paired with a local craft beer. More at theneighborhoodcafe.com.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Native-owned Meg Mechanical is your local heating, ventilation, and air conditioning professional. Meg has the experience needed to diagnose and repair your heating and air conditioning systems. Whether repair or complete mechanical design, we do it all. No job is too big or too small. Meg Mechanical has completed projects as large as U.S. Bank Stadium and will provide the same great service in your home. Visit magmechanical.com or call 612-655-5339. Please remember Mag Mechanical when you have HVAC needs. Mention this ad to receive 1 hour of free service.
Be Resale, clothing, thrift, and consignment store located at 2613 Nicollet Avenue, Minneapolis. Be Resale, where casual, secondhand men and women's clothes are bought, sold, and traded at this easygoing shop. Be Resale. Find jewelry, sunglasses, shoes, hats, purses, pants, shirts, and more.
Be Resale, where you can find Native Roots Radio I'm Awake swag. Be Resale, that's a small B, period.
When we go out to browse for books and grab something to eat, Moon Palace Books is where we go.
This unique bookstore is located at 3032 Minnehaha Avenue in Minneapolis, just minutes from St. Paul.
A great place to find one-of-a-kind books, cards, and great gifts.
Geek Love Cafe at Moon Palace Books has cold-pressed coffee, pizza, salads.
Local, organic, fair trade, vegan, carnivore options.
Beer and wine.
Community and performance room.
Great parking.
What are we waiting for? Let's go to
Moon Palace Books, 3032 Minnehaha Avenue, Minneapolis.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakanjahade, and we're here live at the fair. Welcome, everybody.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice. Also brought to us, the Bean Factory, Just Steve's, roasting beans one day at a time, 1518 Randolph Avenue in St. Paul, and Bean Resale, vintage and consignment, 2613 Nicolet Avenue, Minneapolis.
The good stuff. I always want to say the good stuff, but hey, you know what? Mahinu's here, along with her twin sister, Jelaine and Jaleesa, and we were talking, hey, let's get on and talk a little bit about how the show started and this is the dream team, all four of us back together here at the fair. It's kind of a reunion.
It is.
I feel
so
good.
Awesome. Yes. I love these people and I love what they're doing. And yeah, I was a part of it in the beginning. My name is Jaleesa. Judge Hinu, or Robert Hinu.
And Hinu Yun's daughter.
First daughter.
First daughter.
Sorry,
you know the Indian name too.
Yes. Tashship Wakahawinda.
Proud of you. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And Choka gave it to you, the name. Curtis here, and he should be busting with pride. So let's talk about the first show.
Oh yeah, the first show was awesome. You know, it's so cool to see how much you progress. You know, you're always trying to fight and just do more and just progress, and so it's so awesome for me to just see how much this has grown, but also fun to look back at what happened in the first show and just how you've grown and how you guys have taken off. So
well, it was torture because we didn't have commercials then, and you did live reads of events.
That's right.
And so we all had to be quiet for an hour, and
really hard for me.
Well, we like to talk in between commercials, even though we do support our sponsors and go to our sponsors, but we like to talk in between, and we didn't have that chance. And that was, and we talked about Standing Rock.
Yep, Standing Rock. We'd all been there at different times, a couple different times, and that was awesome to be able to share experiences and get the word out.
Yeah, and looking back at the show, the first show, it wasn't that bad, and it was funny too because we were all stressed out, freaked out, and
we had guests aligned to be on the show, and fortunately they had emergencies and couldn't make it, and we were all looking at each other 5 minutes before we went live with no guests, and we didn't know what we were going to talk about, so we all got in the studio, got our headsets on and got up to the mic, and we just went at it and talked about our experience at Standing Rock, and it turned out to be a pretty good show.
Right. Exactly. And that was fun. And then Jaleesa, she went back to school, and so you know you haven't been able to come back on the show, so it's been really, really nice to have you on here and reminisce about our first show with all four of us. It's crazy. So Pinigigi for being on.
Thank you, Pinigigi. I love you guys, and I love what you're doing, and I know there's so many people that are just inspired by you all and then encouraged to keep, you know, progressing and just fight the good fight.
I think we're all going to do the water ride again and see what kind of funny faces Wendy can make again.
Yay! That is a tradition we need to get back, so we're going to do that.
Family tradition.
Twin sister, and all of us, yep.
Pinigigi, I love you, and thanks for being on.
Thank you guys.
So Wendy, do you have another restaurant that you're interested in that's a vegan restaurant?
No, well, you know what? My friends don't have to worry about me even having dessert because there's fabulous desserts here. And this is what I'm going to have today because I missed it. It's called Sarah's Tipsy Pies. And it's an Irish vegan apple pie. And it's located in the food building. And my mouth is watering as I'm talking about this tipsy pie. And this is what I'm going to have later on. So right after the show, 3:05, I'll be at the food building getting me a Sarah's Tipsy Pie.
Hey, Choka, do you have any other update here? Any events?
This is a real important one. Since it's a Labor Day week, the advanced language class for the Ho-Chunk Nation is going to be rescheduled. So we're going to cancel for this week. So anybody that's listening out there, that the Ho-Chunk language class for the advanced will be canceled. Any questions, contact Hino Yellow Bank at the branch office.
Hey, we got a guest here, and I'm doing this blind. Let's state your name and tell us why Crystal picked you.
My name is Josh Hatchum. I'm from Sweet Grass, Saskatchewan, Canada. And I am motherhead dancer for Santa Clara. We travel all over. We just literally drove all night from Denver.
Whoa.
And we had a small detour in Pine Ridge. From Pine Ridge, we went all the way to Bad River, Wisconsin. I had to go initiate my niece.
That's awesome. So you've been at this fair before then, right?
This is my third year in a row now.
And what kind of dancing do you do?
I do men's traditional. I like the stories that have passed down to my tribe. I try to tell them as best as I can through my dancing.
That hits me in my heart, and that's we need people like you out there, not only for the masses, but for us.
People really enjoy it. As soon as the music starts, I'm all happy all the time. But as soon as the music starts, something else takes over. I'm going to experience it. It's just me and my action. I mean, some of these times, like last year, I was so feeling it. I jumped off the stage into the crowd with COVID on. And all these Wasatchi people backed up. They kind of got freaked out with that 7-foot buffalo charging out.
let's say the times again when you're going to be here for the people that are getting in and out of their car. You're going to be at 3:15, 4:15, and
I'm pretty sure 5:30 was the last one. We're going to go into the backstage and do a quick rehearsal, and I'm going to put on my warm paint.
Looking
forward to it. Yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you for being on.
Thank you very much. I love it.
Yeah, that's cool. So what is your favorite thing to do here at the fair?
Oh my gosh, I have so many favorite things, but I do like that water thing. It's called the River Ride, and every year I think there's four of us in there, and I'm the only one who ever gets wet every year. I'm the only one. Everybody else comes out dry, and I'm soaking wet. So I really have to wait for. Well, today's kind of warm, so I need like a hot, steamy day so that we do that early, so that I get soaking wet, and then I have the rest of the afternoon to kind of dry out. So.
Well, I know one of my favorite things to do with you is go to the art.
We were there last night, and we got through half of it, and we'll finish that up later on today, the art. It's beautiful art in there, yeah.
Curtis, I know yours is the free music. You saw Tower of Power last night. What is hip, brother? What is hip? This is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back.
Name.
Jay Selby's, an airy plant-based cafe serving up American classics, nestled in the heart of St. Paul in the historic Cathedral Hill neighborhood at 169 Victoria Street, Jay Selby's serves great plant-based food and only plant-based foods where customer service is a priority, great food a tradition, and a comfortable, cool space for like-minded people to gather and enjoy a sustainable, environmentally friendly, and compassionate meal. As the Star Tribune writes, Jay Selby's is an innovative vegan restaurant that does a spot-on Big Mac. It's a good day for good food.
While I'm pregnant, I can keep our baby safe by not drinking, smoking, or using drugs. But how are we going to keep her safe after she's born?
When I grow up, I look forward to dancing in powwows, going to college, and being successful. But I don't want to be one out of three American Indian women to be raped or sexually assaulted in her lifetime.
As relatives and friends of Native women, it is our responsibility to stand up and speak out for every woman's right to be safe in her home and the community.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
When we go out to browse for books and grab something to eat, Moon Palace Books is where we go.
This unique bookstore is located at 3032 Minnehaha Avenue in Minneapolis, just minutes from St. Paul.
A great place to find one-of-a-kind books, cards, and great gifts.
Geek Love Cafe at Moon Palace Books has cold-pressed coffee, pizza, salads.
Local, organic, fair trade, vegan, carnivore options.
Beer and wine.
Community performance room.
Great parking.
What are we waiting for? Let's go to
Moon Palace Books, 3032 Minnehaha Avenue, Minneapolis.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
With their AM950 weather, I'm Sam Turnberg. Today will be partly sunny with a high near 83, while tonight's partly cloudy with a low around 67. Tomorrow will be partly sunny with a high near 87. Monday, partly sunny with a high near 87. And Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 75. The Eat Local Minnesota restaurant of the week is Burger Moe's, the perfect neighborhood gathering spot before or after XL Energy events. Having two happy hours and more than 60 beers on tap, come visit them at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul. More information at burgermoes.com.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Jay Selby's, voted Best Vegan Restaurant by City Pages. Also, Mag Mechanical, on time, on budget, HVAC needs. And from the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Pini Gigi. Hey, Choka, do you have any more events there? Are you running low?
I'm running low, but I'd like to get some shout-outs if I got a minute. I'm going to give a shout-out to a couple of special birthdays. We'd like to give a shout-out to Hannah Yellow Thunder down over there in God's Country and a relative of ours down in Corn Country, Iowa, Logan Rutherford. And I can't forget about a few of our elders, Richard Mann, Royce Black Deer, and any whitewater.
Oh, well, Curtis is our elder in our family, and last week he wasn't on the show. He was down taking care of business out in Iowa and named eight people, and it was a beautiful thing. We missed you. We're glad you're back on.
I missed you all, too.
Curtis, could you remind everyone of your native name? I love yours.
My name is Moshke Hanajinga. I walk on a white cloud, and my colonized name is Curtis West.
Decolonized. Hey, right now, one of our sponsors and one of my top two favorite daughters of all time is here with us, Jelaine. Jelaine, can you say your name?
Everybody.
What does that mean?
Morningstar woman.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
Curtis Ortega also named her, and he named me Hanajihihani, which means cares for them. And I always thank you every week for that name. So thanks again, Ortega.
It's you, and you deserve it.
And we always give a shout out to Kim, but she's right here. So
I'm going to still go up in there. I got to say hello to my beautiful wife. And I call her my baby girl.
Hey, so one of our favorite places to eat and one of our sponsors, my Weeha here, Jelaine works at. So what's happening at the Neighborhood Cafe?
We're just finishing up another great summer, and
who's your favorite customer?
Hey.
Oh. Obviously, my dad.
That's me.
Knock it off.
So you're up there.
Top three. So what do we got? We got real good food, comfort food, and it's a great place, good eats, and good friends, right?
That's right.
A lot of people listening to AM 950, Native Roots Radio, have gone and come there and gave you a shout out, right?
Yes. I've had several people come in and say they hear about our restaurant on the radio show, and so they come in to check out the kind of good food we have and good service.
Perfect service. Yeah, great service. So, what's your favorite thing to eat there, Uncle Curtis?
Well, I'm going to say I like the Tuesday burger, and I like the jalapeno poppers, and I really like that. I couldn't say this on the radio, but I'm really crazy about the Sunday mimosas.
Oh.
And I would just like to say that they really make the best black bean burgers around, which are vegan, and they're awesome. And they make that really good soup once in a while, but I forget what it's called, Jelaine.
Well, we do have a number of vegan soups that we go through. Right now, actually, we're
doing
a vegan
turkey. Ooh, yes, and Jelaine usually always calls and lets me know, because that's
what I'm call is
time. Secret.
It's a secret. Cool. Well, I just wanted to give a shout out to Jelaine. I know she works hard. She's a hardworking person. I wanted to get her on. My top two daughters of all time both of them have been on now the show, and I know it's a little scary, but there's only a million people listening to us right now.
And I want to say too is that, you know, like Robert said about his favorite two daughters, right? And he's very blessed because they're both beautiful inside and out.
And I'm lucky enough to be the stepmom who gets to love them and be their stepmom.
Aww. Yeah, it's not, they don't call you step monster.
I know, just sometimes when they're joking around.
All right. Well, cool. Thank you for being on, and now you're going to be a regular too.
Thank you for having me.
You got to have the first one. Cool. So we're here live at the Minnesota State Fair, and we're here. Where are we exactly, Wendy?
We are in the International Bazaar, and if you walk in, we're on the left-hand side of the stage. We're kind of a little corner here, and we're just watching people walk by and listening to all the good sounds and smelling the good smells of the fair. And it's
getting prepared for Native dancers coming up next too, so if you're in the car on your way here to the fair, definitely come here and check them out. Their show is well worth it.
3:15, 4:30, and 5:40.
Awesome.
That's awesome. So hey, before we get going here, Jelaine, you still here. What's your favorite thing to do at the fair?
I'm gonna
The International Bazaar is definitely one of my favorite spots to be. All the different culture and different things to eat and different stands that they have here. It's so
cool. So how did you guys get here?
We actually did take an Uber.
Okay. They don't advertise with us, so you don't have to really get into it. I was thinking you're taking the big red Cadillac.
Yeah.
That's how Wendy got here, too.
I did, and I gave my Uber driver, Fred, a card and told him that we were going to be broadcasting live, and he was very excited about listening to the show, so I hope he's out there listening and making lots of Uber money and having a good day.
Speaking of shout-outs, I think the sons of the grandparents of Sitting Bull are in the cities here promoting a book I saw, and they 1-3 in Maplewood, and I don't know, they're going to be somewhere tomorrow, Sunday. That might be something very interesting to go see, so just give them a quick shout out. I don't know, Curtis, what's your favorite thing at the fair?
Well, my favorite thing is anything on a stick. I guess you look at it like that, but hey, I love Laney Lodge,
yep.
Stadium, because they have some great music, and any act they've had that we've seen there in the year, they deserve to be right in the grandstand. Like I was saying, me and Robert and Wendy and Kim, we went out to see Tower of Power, I love that band, and like I said, I got the TOT hangover today, and I'm still feeling that music.
Yeah, I must have had that yesterday, because it was hard for me to walk, and I know Wendy and I, we love the fair. We're here six times out of the year. And, you know, again, I started to show off a little bit by talking about, you know, the less fortunate out there. And we all need to think about them, too. Not to be a Debbie Downer or anything, but there's a lot of people out there that are less fortunate. And we need to pray for them and bring some stuff out there to the wall, the native wall out there.
Yeah, and anytime you can help somebody out, just help them out. No matter, even if it's a small thing, it makes a big difference.
And I know who you like to shout out every week, Uncle Curtis's Nah, and those are boots on the ground, those guys, James Cross. And
like my Chiefscape was saying right there, you know, it's a sad world we're living in when people are homeless, and, you know, without this, without that, and it's really sad that we have all missing, murdered indigenous women, girls, men, and boys. You know, we they're not forgotten. We pray for them daily. And the other shout out we want to give you out there is to the water protectors, you know, friends and brothers and sisters up there in fighting at line 3. You know, got a lot of things going on. You know, water is life. You know, if it wasn't for water, you know. And the other thing we got to say too, another shout out too, is to the Women of Nations and the Eagle Nest Shelter. You know, that's another problem that we're dealing with, is women are the backbone of the man. You know, if we look at it, and that no woman deserves to be abused physically, emotionally, or sexually. And we pray for them daily also.
And I know you prayed for us before the show, and I appreciate that. I could feel it. And I want to give a shout out to Mary Kunish Bodine, because I can say your name now. And I know you were going to come by, but something came up. But I want to give you a shout out and congratulations on the election that came up. And also, we want to give a shout out to Hutch.
Yeah, Dave Hutch, you know, we call him the new sheriff in town. And if you're from Hennepin County, you don't care about that vote, you know, vote Hutch. You know, and Stanek was an Indian fighter up there, and he sent all them sheriffs up there. You know, they shouldn't have no business in North Dakota. But anyhow, every can vote Hutch in Hennepin County.
Hennepin County Sheriff.
Yep.
He is the guy that you want.
And everybody vote. We need a landslide victory. We need to make sure that, you know, there is no dispute. You know, the presidential election, the person that came in second place won by the popular vote, almost 3 million votes. So we got to stay, we got to resist, divest, and join a group and vote. So Wendy, do you have another vegan restaurant out here that you are going to take me to today?
Well, I don't know if I'll take you there today because we just had it already, but it is called Spaghetti Eddie's. You can get a nice little bowl of spaghetti with some marinara sauce on it, and it is vegan. So friends, I'm not going to start out here at the fair. I have lots lots of good things. And I could see it from here where we're sitting. Hungry Land, they have lots and lots of vegan options there. So I had that yesterday, which filled me up. I was really stuffed, so it was delicious. And I'm looking at cinnamon roasted almonds right now. Those are vegan, so we'll pick up some of those later on.
Hey, we also have to give a shout out to Hunter, who's doing a bang up job here, setting this up and being our engineer. And we might be over modulating soon because we got a guitar player on the stage.
Hunter's got a new name, you know. I don't know how to say it in Hotel, but I'll figure it out real quick. It's called 202.
You know why the 206?
He was on the buzzer, man. But his new Indian name is 202.
And all I say is better him than I.
Hello. Another shout out to you. I want to say hi to my, when I call my daughter over here, Krista Musa. I want to thank you for everything you do for us. You know, I'm really happy. And the girls, you know, they're my granddaughters over there, you know, Jane and April. They do whatever they ask them, no questions. And my two jump over here, Kathy and her husband, Pat, come out to hang out with us out here. And Micah and Tyler. And,
oh, yeah.
And let's see. Oh, yeah. I met that guy over there by the on import.
He's seen you on Facebook, I heard. You know, we haven't seen Crystal and Melissa's daughters in so long. Their hair is shrunk. I don't know, but they just got water, but their hair shrunk. It used to be really long. Now it's green and short and medium size. April, can you hear me?
Jerusa and Jermaine's friend Becky Water, she's out there.
We love Becky.
Forget about Becky.
We love Becky. This is Native Roots Radio live at the fair. Where are we, Wendy?
We are at the International Bazaar, and we're on the left-hand side of a big stage.
Live.
MN350 is a grassroots, volunteer-driven organization fighting for climate justice and a swift transition away from a fossil fuel-based economy. To get involved, visit mn350.org or find us on Facebook at MN350, building a climate movement in Minnesota.
Jay Selby's, an airy plant-based cafe serving up American classics, nestled in the heart of St. Paul in the historic Cathedral Hill neighborhood at 169 Victoria Street. Jay Selby's serves great plant-based food and only plant-based foods where customer service is a priority, great food a tradition, and a comfortable, cool space for like-minded people to gather and enjoy a sustainable, environmentally friendly, and compassionate meal. As the Star Tribune writes, Jay Selby's is an innovative vegan restaurant that does a spot-on Big Mac. It's a good day for good food.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Genocide, lost language, rape, isolation, colonization, assault, disease and torture, school, lost sexual family, abuse, relocation, lost customs, allotments, hate, reservation. Fear.
History has taken its toll on our families. Our fathers and grandfathers, our mothers, our grandmothers, they didn't deserve to be raped and abused. I don't deserve to be raped and abused. Today I walk with pride. I'm reclaiming my body, my heritage, and traditional customs that value all living things. I'm learning healthy boundaries, and I stand with Minnesota Indian women to end sexual violence. Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin. Wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin. Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakanja Hade.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Solar Bear, solar power from Minnesota. Check out solarbear.earth and Ho-Chunk Nation, the people of the sacred voice.
Yes. Hey, welcome back here. We'll hear it live at the fair. You can hear all the ambient sound. You got the microphones in the background checking. So welcome back. And if you have time, we're going to have the Native dancers on for the next 3 hours here. Where are we, Wendy?
We are at the International Bazaar. I think we're, is this the south side of the fair? Does anybody know what direction we are?
Southwest.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, because yesterday we were up north.
Oh, yes, we were. So, Wendy, you got another favorite restaurant that you like?
You know, I have so many here. Panda Palace. You can get some veggie spring rolls, and those are so delicious and awesome. We have Mario's Grilled Portobello Veggie Pita. And we have corn. Oh, I forgot about the corn. You just have it without butter. That's double K anyway.
Hey, in the background, they have our prayer music on. Joka, you're up.
Boston Celtics, yeah, received a gift this week from Standing Rock Red students. North Dakota, his mother is she is one of the best. She was not the
Oh, that's good. Hey, maybe we should just listen to the music for a second. It looks like Native dancers are getting ready with the music sound check here. And speaking of which, we have the manager, Krista Moose, who's also a Native Roots Radio manager on here. Krista, Pinigigi, for us helping us set up, getting us set up live here at the Minnesota Gate Get Together.
My pleasure to it's just a lot of excitement. And the thing is, we are 1.4% of the population in Minnesota, and for us to have this stage about 17 years in a row and to share our culture with thousands and thousands of their attendees.
I agree. And I think it was 1.41% can you talk a little bit about the show? What it all entails?
The show, we'll have some flute music, we'll have eagle dance, we will have northern traditional dance that'll tell the Husker story, and then or grease grass, and then we'll have a eagle dress and the swappy applique dance. And with that, we also do an interaction with the audience and a full grand entry.
a grand finale.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good. I just saw Rose out here, and Rose is out here speaking about Line 3, I think, in the Eco building today. Yeah, very cool.
So many natives that are doing something somewhere. I think we have Quay Strong are tapping today, and of course all the different powwows in the area.
Yes.
And part of our show is to invite our audience to powwows, just so they can experience Native American art, music, and art.
And that's a good thing to bring up too. I know you always do that. It's open to everybody. It's open to the public. Come, don't feel shamed. Everybody's gone to the first powwow. Everyone's new.
Young and old.
And what's really cool is when we meet other natives who are actually here. And so I talked about the Santa Fe jewelry. They have some going on.
Yeah. Oh, looking in the camera.
And so they are really, you know, they do a lot of assist a lot of Native American artists that have a place to sell their wares.
Well, I know too. There's one here in the bazaar, and they know exactly who's made whatever they have there, and that's the way to go. You don't, you know, natives make things, and they make little imperfections in there, so you know it's not made in China.
Thank you. In a few weeks, the Native Pride Dancers will be in Alaska. I don't know if Larry mentioned that, but I'm sending a troop to the Kanati tribe. And they are, you know, we do everything we can to share our culture and to motivate people and inspire people to get back to the culture. So music and dance, a healthy lifestyle. And so we're really honored to work with the Kanati tribe and come back. We were there in January, Alaska in January.
And I know the beat of the drum can really set off people emotionally deep down, and it's a beautiful thing. I've seen people overcome by it, just hearing the sound of the drum and the singers.
Yeah. I think it's just an amazing opportunity to share our culture, especially since a lot of people don't know. A few years ago, we were at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Some of the spectators were small children, and they were screaming, "Oh, Indians, we thought they were extinct." And they were like, really, really serious.
Yeah, that's very sad.
Yeah, we are definitely still here. This is it's always hard to hear that.
Right, so we'll be going on soon. Again, those shows for the Native Pride Dancers at the Minnesota State Fair at the International Bazaar stage, 3:15, 4:30, and 5:45 Saturday. So we're really happy to have Native Roots Radio here. I'm very honored to work with you all. Appreciate everything you do. Giving a voice for people. We need more of this type of programming because, you know, we share the truth and we're doing our best to represent.
Well, Pini Igi, Christopher, setting this up. And again, I was telling Larry that they bent over backwards because of how professional you guys are. I really appreciate this setup. I'd like to end with these thoughts. The ground on which you stand on is sacred ground. We need to divest, run for office, join a group. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake. I've been your host, Robert Pilot. I am awake.